How we doing? Fire away.
Can you bring us up to date on your plans? We've heard some talk about the kickers coming in next week. Is that something you're going to look at? Was that planned originally that way, or is that a result of what happened?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with that right now. I mean, that's we've been putting this game to bed and just got out of meeting with the players, so I'm really not sure where that stands.
How much does this help? I mean, you guys don't have the bye. We've talked a lot about that. But to have the next 3 days for your players to be able to kind of rest themselves a little bit, how much can that help before the stretch you have remaining after that?
Hard to put a finger on exactly what that helps. It's pretty common around the league to get a little, they called mini bye after a Thursday night game. And we would have had this bye even if we didn't have the hurricane situation. So all we did was add one extra day to it. And it's hard to say how much it'll help us. I mean, again, let's remember on that bye week thing, until we get to week 11, it's exactly the same as it was going to be, other than we played one less game than everybody else except Miami.
Coach, I think sometimes day after game you look at the film and maybe you see things that were more encouraging after a loss. Was this a situation where maybe it's more frustrating because you saw more opportunities where you could have won the game, or is this a typical post-loss day?
Well, the main thing I would just say is my own personal feeling today is just one of disappointment because, we lost the game on the scoreboard, and that's what counts. But we did a lot of good stuff in the game, and, we competed hard. We won the turnover battle, which is – when you win the turnover battle 2-0, you're about 90% that you're going to win the game. And, there's things that we have to do different. We didn't take advantage of when we got those turnovers. And we left plenty of points out there. Our defense played good enough to win. Our offensive line played good. We just didn't execute good enough, 14 points. However you get your points, 14 is not going to be enough, and it wasn't last night.
What would your confidence level be right now? Still here today, but,
Yeah, well, when we decided on Nick as our kicker, I've told you guys this many times, whoever our guys are, I got total confidence in him. And I think Nick was kicking very well up until a week ago. And, he had a rough day against the Giants. He came back the one day we kicked in practice last week. He kicked very, very well. And, we had no reason to think Nick wasn't going to kick well last night. That first one right before the half, the 56-yarder, whatever it was pretty windy down there. I actually thought long and hard in the few seconds you have to think about it in throwing for the end zone instead of trying the kick. But Nick actually had made a 56-yarder in practice earlier in the week. So, that's a bonus if you get that kick. We got a couple penalties to even get a chance at that kick. But there's a couple there that you got. You're expecting them to make. And when I say we're disappointed today at opportunities that we missed, that's at a lot of different positions, and that's certainly one.
Derek, you take a lot of pride over the years in your play calling.
Mm-hmm.
You got a resume in that regard. And, how tough you can be on yourself over the next 10 days in terms of self-scouting, especially third downs, and what you can do different.
Well, trust me, for everyone that criticized me as a play caller, no one's harder on my play calling than I am. So, we started off our first eight. We were 0-for-8 or something like that on third down, but we also probably three of those were drops. And if you're 3-for-8, you're right about where you should be. You're 45% is a good, if you're in the 40s, you're doing okay. So I always look at it as a play caller is it's my job to get us in rhythm, okay? It's my job to get us in a rhythm. And I had a hard time doing that yesterday. And sometimes during the game, you don't always know why that is. After you look at the tape, you have a lot better idea of why you weren't in rhythm. And sometimes it's play calling, and sometimes it's play execution, and sometimes it's a combination of both.
Sticks don't always tell the whole story, but back to the kicking situation, 12 of 21 at home since last year, 57%. I mean, is it just a good run of bad luck, or what is it about, you know, these guys, the last two kickers kicking at home?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, Jen. I'm not sure what it is, but obviously that percentage isn't what you're looking for.
How's James fare out in terms of looking at the tape?
Spectacular at times, and you know, made some incredibly good throws, some pinpoint throws under tough conditions. But then, and also, you know, again, you know, depending on who's counting, there's somewhere between 6 and 8 drops in there, and you know, 8 on a high end. It's always a little bit debatable on what's a drop. I mean, there's some that were obvious drops. There's some that, you know, Cam Brate had a couple balls that we've seen Cam catch them many times before. And, you know, last night he let a couple of those that, you know, you're expecting him to make. But then there were some other times when Jameis, you know, when Jameis, you would like to see him get through his progressions a little bit quicker. And, you know, it's a continual progression. I mean, I kept looking up there and, you know, you look up at the scoreboard, and I think at the end of the third quarter they had 300 and something yards and we had 180. And then when Nelson gave me the stat sheet after the game and we had 409 yards and they had 406, I go, you got to be kidding me. You know, so that means we ran 28 plays for 220-something yards in the fourth quarter. Now, plays and yards don't score points. So, you know, we have an explosive team. We had a bunch of explosives in the fourth quarter. We had 9 for the game. But we also missed a couple that, you know, could have possibly turned the game around. And, you know, so we talk to the guys all the time about a handful of plays make or break every game, and you don't know when they're coming. And that was the same in this game. So even though we did a lot of good things, especially on defense, but you know, we didn't do enough to get the win, and it's disappointing more than anything else because we did do so many good things and we did have opportunities. But at the end of this first quarter point in the season, or for us, the first 4 games, you know, we're 1 game off the division, and you know, we're gonna have to do some work because we got some games coming up on the road. But we've done okay on the road in the past, and I'm really happy with how the guys competed. I thought the guys, you know, we're after a tough loss, we're good in the locker room. They were good in the team meeting just now. And, you know, we also have to understand we're not playing at full strength. We're going to be getting some good players back on defense. We just have to put it all together on offense for 4 quarters. And, you know, we haven't been able to do that consistently enough. And that obviously starts with me.
Speaking of the defense, did these last couple of games kind of confirm for you what you've thought earlier, that you're a lot deeper at linebacker and maybe even safety than you thought originally, at least going into preseason training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying a long time that we were deep at linebacker. And we said many times in here that we felt like we had four safeties. And even Isaiah Johnson, who came up off the practice squad and made 2 nice solo tackles in special teams. But Justin Evans did a good job, a very athletic interception, almost had a second one, and you know, tackled pretty good, had a good game tackling. Kendall Beckwith had another big game as a rookie. So, you know, we're real happy with our draft picks. And but again, when you take Levante David and Quan Alexander out, I only say that not because I'm real happy. Darius Glanton played a good game as well. But I'm saying that as in we got some good players coming back. There's no cavalry coming to save you. But when you got some good players that are coming back, that's always a welcome thing.
Derek, one of the cliches you hear over the years about Coach Belichick is, you know, he's going to take away what you do best. You know, he's not going to let that guy beat you. Dirk, looking back, did they commit a lot of resources to Mike Evans last night?
Not as many as they had been. You know, they'd been doubling the team's number one receiver a lot more than they did last night. They did it still in the red zone. The main thing they did different last night is they've been probably 75-80% man coverage the first few weeks of the season, and they played a lot more zone last night, and they changed it up between their 3 deep zones and their 2 deep zones. And they dropped 8 more. Anytime a team's doing that, it forces your quarterback to be more patient. So We didn't really have much of a protection issue. Our line protected very well. That's one of the things we did a good job on. And in fact, you know, really neither of the sacks in the stats, you know, we have two sacks, but really neither of them were on the offensive line. And that's the main thing that they did different. Not so much I think their strategy at times was to take away Mike, but I think more than that, they tried to on a short week, we'd prepared for a lot of man coverage, and they gave us less than we had prepared for.
Was that more Pett's best game, Dirk?
Allie had a good game. Allie did have a good game. Allie's physical style of play showed up. We had high grades across the board for our line.
You mentioned it's a team game, right? Guys got to catch the ball and protect and all that. But in the national TV games, for whatever reason, in the first half of most of those games, James has just gotten off to really, you know, slow starts. I mean, missed throws. Do you think there's any linkage there at all? I mean, this is a guy, obviously, that played in huge stages in college, but it is the NFL.
I'm not sure. I mean, I know that theory's out there, but like you said, he played in a lot of national games in college and did well. You know, those first two drives when we had opportunities, we threw on first down and got first downs both times. You know, we hit Mike twice in a row on first down. But then we, in the plays that followed that, in the three plays that followed, we had some kind of a breakdown. So, I'm not sure about that theory.
The Sunday, you had a touchdown that was reviewed and brought to the wire.
Yep.
And same thing happened last night. How much better did you guys handle the opportunity of being at the 1 yard line? And why did that play work well?
Well, you know, going back to the Giants game, you know, we were asking about play calling. I mean, we thought we had a good beat on what the Giants were going to be in their goal line defense. And when we broke the huddle on that play, they were in a completely different defense, and we didn't handle it well. So I should have given those guys a better answer. You know, last night in that situation, the Patriots did exactly what we thought, and we were inside the one, and, you know, we ran it straight up the middle, and Doug did a good job going over the top. And, you know, in hindsight, if we could call them all after we looked at the tape, we would have made the same call, similar type play in the Giants game.
Any frustration Jameis didn't spike the ball after the long pass, final drive, early in that final drive?
No. Why would there be?
A lot of seconds clicked off.
Before the offside.
No, that's just not our – if you guys watch us in 2 minutes, we rarely clock it. We have a lot of confidence in going to the line. You know, the thing that – there really should only be a couple seconds difference in how much it takes you to clock it versus to get off a play. And the advantage of continuing to go, in our opinion, is that the defense also doesn't huddle, and they have to be playing. And if you look at our 2 minute offense over the last 3 years, we've been pretty darn efficient in that. And, you know, we've always done a pretty good job putting in ourselves in position. So, you know,
of course, you don't anticipate the penalty and the runoff. That
yeah, we got a 10-second runoff, and that was a communication issue between between the quarterback and the center. That right tackle goes down in the stats as getting the penalty, but that was a communication issue between the quarterback and the center. The crowd was loud, and I mean, again, it's any excuse, but we ran. I can't tell you how many plays we ran no huddle last night. I mean, if we went by that theory, would you be clocking it every time you got a complete pass? I mean, I just don't buy into that. I mean, you say I'm wrong, but I don't buy into that one.
Seemed to take a while, but did Jameson, Deshaun seem to click a little bit better down the stretch at least?
Well, big fourth quarter for sure. I mean, we were backed up there. We had that third and medium, and they were in the perfect coverage, and Deshaun's speed was on full display on that slant route. And then Jameis and Deshaun, you know, had two really nice plays on scramble plays over on the far sideline. Deshaun, you know, made big catches knowing he was going to get hit. And then, you know, we got a couple there in the two-minute plays. So, but obviously, you know, the first drive of the third quarter, Deshaun, you know, we had that third and medium, and That would have been a 65-yard touchdown. Deshaun ran a beautiful route on that, and we just missed him.
Coach, on that last play of the game, Jameson took that really hard. He talked about that last night, about him needing to make a play and give his guys an opportunity. When you looked at the film, was there something there on that play that could have been there?
Yeah, there sure was. And, you know, Jameis did a fabulous job on that play. That's a play we practice all the time, and it's you never know exactly what the defense is doing. So we got a couple of variations off that play, and Jameis read it perfect based on what the defense was doing, and he expected somebody to be in a spot when he let it go. And he, you know, when the defense has a – they're defending the goal line on that play, and, you know, so they have a 15 or 20-yard travel time when the ball's in the air. So the quarterback's trying to buy just an extra fraction of a second by looking off. We were trying to run five guys vertical. They can't double all five of them. If, you know, if they're rushing three or four, you can't double five. And we're trying to find the single receiver and give him a chance to make a play. And unfortunately, we weren't on the same page there. We had the quarterback thinking one thing and the receiver thinking another variation of that play. And, you know, you got a lot of plays there in those last couple drives that are specific plays to two-minute offense. And overall, we got some nice chunk plays. I think we had five explosives in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we clocked it there with 3 seconds left to go after Jameis had hit Cam over the middle. And, you know, the guys went up, did a good job executing the clock play. 3 seconds left. You got one chance. We have different plays for different yard lines. And, you know, we as many chances as we missed on the game overall on offense, to be in position to win it on the last play and then have a chance at it was that in itself is remarkable, but ultimately we couldn't do it.
Everybody kind of remembers the game against Arizona last year. It was one of the tougher games for Jameis. You know, we also seem to take this pass game pretty hard as well. I mean, how do you get him to kind of focus on the task at hand and you know, not trying to do too much in this next game?
Yeah, well, there's time. Time would be the main thing on that. That just, you know, none of us feel good about it today. And as I said after the Minnesota game, I think players recover faster than the rest of us do. And it will take a few days off, and then we'll start focusing on Arizona. And, you know, we understand it's a big game for us. And, you know, we're going to go out there. We did not play well there last year. And we'll go out there and try to do much better this time.
You going to change the itinerary at all, the travel plans?
Not the travel plans, no. We're going to go on Friday. This will be our only Friday travel day this year. You know, when we had four West Coast trips last year, and I think we won 3 out of 4. So I don't think it was the itinerary that got us. I think the itinerary is still undefeated.
We like the itinerary.
Yeah. All right, you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dirk.